And she said, oh my goodness, now I know what that thing was that got up out of the ground. Now, in the story with the Wakey Wakey, this angel got up out of the ground, okay? And so this gal in Norway, she said, about 3 months ago, I was looking out from our prayer, they had a prayer center, and she goes, I was looking out there at our outside, and I saw this giant get up out of the ground. And I didn't know what it was. And she goes, now I know that it was an angel. I shared this story once, and a pastor came up to me several months later, and he said, when you shared that story, I decided to take my leaders and go to a revival site in the south of the United States. It was an old Pentecostal revival site, and the foundation was actually there now. There was another building, but the foundation was the original. And I went there, and we all prayed, and then we yelled, wakey, wakey. Do you know that there's a group of people that actually have a website called wakeywakey.com because of this story? And they travel all over saying wakey wakey. And stuff happens. I don't know. It's like hitting the table. What sense does that make? So they said wakey wakey. And when they said wakey wakey, a couple of their leaders saw an angels get up out of the foundation and wipe themselves off, like wipe the dust off of them. And the angels said to them, now listen, this is out of the box stuff, okay? You can do this. And the angels said, who are you and what are you here for? And they told them and they said, what has taken you so long? I was recently in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, doing a women's retreat, or a conference, and I told the story, the wakey wakey story. I wasn't going to do it. God changed my message because I feel like I'm a broken record. But I had to share it, so I did. And there was a lady there that after she heard this message, she went into their furnace room, which is their fire room, their prayer room. And she walked in, she began praying. Now, this is a lady from a very conservative church who doesn't know anything about angels, visitations, nothing, okay? She walks into the prayer meeting. An angel shows up to her and starts talking to her and tells her, you have to go back to your city and you have to go to this old revival site and you have to tell the angel there to get up. It's time. It's time. It's ready. The time is now. Be ready.